To talk about opening weekend, we welcome to the show the president of the CEBL, Mike Morreale, on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How are you doing this morning, Mike?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks a lot for joining us. I'm sure you were, you and everybody involved with the league, you know, you put all these plans in place, you think you got everything covered, and then inevitably something pops up at the last minute to throw a wrinkle into things. But overall, what was your assessment on your opening weekend down in St. Catharines?
Well, you know what? It's been a bit of a triathlon to get to this point, and I'm happy to say that the opening weekend went really well. We had some great games. I think the level of competition has been exposed, and I think people now realize how good of a product and how good of an athletes that are not only in the CBL but what we have in Canada. And it was a great pleasure just to sit back and watch those games over the last couple of days.
Mike, do you feel with the extended time off, now getting back at it, that as you move along in the tournament, the play will just get better and better?
Yeah, I think the guys need to get their legs under them a bit. When you get the live bullet, so to speak, it takes a little bit to get adjusted. And I think, specifically to Ottawa, there's a team there that's uber talented, and they just need to get back to playing together in real games, as do a lot of our teams. We've had that, what I would say, about three upsets already over the first 2 days, at least on paper. But it's one of those tournaments that I think we're going to see a logjam at some point or another in the standings, because it's highly competitive, and I think point differential is going to come into play in a big way.
Now, you mentioned that obviously Ottawa is a new team. I don't really know the rosters from last year. Is there significant turnover, Mike, from team to team, or have most of the teams returned, I'll say most of their key players this year?
I would say a handful of teams, Edmonton, Niagara, probably those two predominantly kept similar rosters. Most of the other teams went and, kept a core group or a few guys here and there and added to it. So what we noticed from year one to year two, and what we were hoping, it came to fruition like we thought. We got an influx of about 75 new players to the league, all of which are highly talented, high-level players, national team members, G League players, NCAA stars, former NBA players. So it kind of proves our concept a little bit. So that's the exciting part. What it does now, it makes it very difficult to get a handle on. Some of these teams that stayed the same are now going up against teams that are radically different. And I think that's what people saw on the weekend is a bunch of teams that maybe weren't on paper the ones that were thought to win, but they certainly did.
Nice gauge and wake-up call for Ottawa to get the level, because I guess you can put a team together, and they'll need time to get their chemistry, but you really don't know what you're playing against until you go into competition.
Yeah, that's it. It's all competition, and really, all of our guys, for the most part, are the big one or two high-level guys on their teams all over Europe and otherwise. So they come in there. They're the big dogs. They're the ones they're brought in. They're the one or two imports, and then they play with their, the domestic talent, whether they're in Turkey or Germany or Russia or wherever. What we have the luxury is we have all those top imports overseas are our domestic players here. So we assemble them all and bring them back home. So the competition level and the quality of basketball is tremendous. And I think what needs, for all teams, but I think maybe like a team like Ottawa experience was the intensity level, because they haven't been in that competition. They've competed overseas and it's very high level basketball, but I don't know if they were prepared for the style of basketball the CBL is, but I know they'll be prepared now. And it's there's many more games left to kind of get in the proper seating for the playoffs.
Talking to Mike Morreale, the president of the CEBL, the Canadian Elite Basketball League, began their tournament over the weekend. Mike, were you actually in St. Catharines for the games on the weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'm a gym rat now, so
yeah.
I don't miss anything.
What was it, and certainly watching and listening to the simulcast here on TSN 1200 as well, of the Blackjacks game, there's like at all these sports, right, there is no fans. What was kind of the feel inside the gym?
It's different at times. We play music during our game. That's typically what we do, in a normal season, so we incorporated that. So that does help kind of drown out the emptiness of a empty stadium. You really notice it when we go to break and we kind of turn it down, or there's a foul shot, it gets dead quiet. It is the new reality for now. So we hope it doesn't last forever. But we're making the best of it. We've done the best we could to make the venue as intimate as possible. And notice it hasn't resulted in any slip in the quality of play. So I think where, you know, there's no real home court advantage. So in that respect, it's just a battle all game long.
Did you like the presentation on TV and the way it came across?
I did. I mean, for our initial broadcast of the year, it was great. It was a great launching point. We're going to add to it as we continue to move forward. You know, we were trending in Canada on Twitter, so that was a nice thing to see for us, because we certainly worked hard at building the brand and getting the exposure. So now it's just about getting better, just like the teams are trying to improve. We always try to improve off the court as well. And our next kind of, you know, we're on, through our webcast throughout the remainder of the week. We're back on TV on Saturday, and then the following Saturday, and then the following Sunday. So I know when we get to the championship game, it's going to be a fantastic part of our presentation.
Part of the presentation, of course, is having, and the most important part is having the players buy in. They've been in St. Catharines now for the most part since about midweek last week, so about 5-6 days in particular. How have the players off the court been kind of settling into the, we'll call it the bubble environment that you put together in the CBL?
Yeah, it's been good. I think they've found, you know, they kind of maintain that kind of team environment, so they kind of go in packs and do their own thing, which is great, because from a safety perspective that also helps us to mitigate risk. Some of our players have been here since June 30th, our international players, and the ones that came to and did training camp in St. Catharines have been here since July 13th, so it's been a while already. Ottawa came a little late because they did their camp in town, but I feel like they've become accustomed to it. They have a routine in place. They do their practice. They do their games. They do their meetings. And then they fill in time with meals and whatever else they do. So now that the competition is here, I feel like everything is getting a lot tighter. There's less time to go about and do what, you know, extracurricular activities. And that's good, because the concentration should be on the game.
Did you have to speak to coaches and players, and I guess just overall as an organization, to make sure people are responsible enough and kind of show some respect to the process?
Yeah, I beat them over the head with it regularly on a daily basis. I don't think you can do that enough. We've got a lot of respectful people and great coaches and great presidents and everything. And I have them help deliver my message, because I think what we've learned in this situation, and everyone will learn that returns under COVID, is communication is utterly important, but it's very difficult in this environment to be in front of people, be able to gather people together and share one message. So often I'm sharing the same message 7, 8, 9 times to different groups of people, and it's tiring. It's well worth it, but it is something that we have to maintain and stay on top of. And then really, we just take all our direction from the health authorities. So whatever they say, we follow. And if there's ever an issue, we report it to them, and they manage it. And that's been really beneficial, that partnership.
How often are you testing the players and the staffs?
So players and staff have been tested already 2 times, some 3 times, depending on the situation. And they were available for additional testing at any particular time. So what we do now is manage the symptoms and the transmission. And that's the most important part of the process. Testing sounds great in theory. It really practically doesn't make sense unless there's a reason to do it. So we manage that daily screening and protocols every day, and we compare them against all teams and against days past and so on and so forth. So we know if we see any fluctuations in player symptoms, and we have not seen any, which is really good. And I think that goes to, you know, what the population of Ontario has been able to do to flatten the curve, and what in particular Niagara has been able to do to control it, and the players having to follow the protocols of social distancing and mask wearing and sanitation. And that takes up the majority of our time, is really carving out time to ensure that everything is safe and sound. So it's a lot of work, but it's work that needs to be done, because we want to keep that safe environment all the way to the end.
How has the cost of testing, how has that been handled by the league? Have you had any help from sponsors or companies or anything else?
Well, listen, we have had the support of the health agencies. They have been able to help us in terms of getting available testing without, having any negative effect on the general population. So we've managed all that seamlessly through the region and through the province. And to date, it hasn't been met with any issues regarding expenses. So we have ready readily accessible, contact with the health authorities. And we're a smaller group than you would typically have in an NHL bubble or an NBA bubble. So it's a lot more manageable for us and them to handle that process for us.
I'm sure you, as the head of the league, your worst case scenario is to have an outbreak. I'm just reading online as you've been speaking, Mike, that the Miami Marlins have announced that 8 more players and 2 coaches have tested positive and they've canceled their game tonight. And that is, all of the sports. It's been, I've used the term, a bit of a house of cards, right? You're wishing and hoping and doing all the things you can, but you never really know. At the end of the day, the virus is what rules. That's got to be your biggest concern. And I know it's 2 weeks and you're done. And I'm imagining, yep, 2 weeks from today, if you're able to pull this off, you'll be a very happy guy, right?
I will. I'm not going to lie. There's a pit in my stomach every day because of the unknown, that fear of the unknown. I know we're doing all the right things, but we don't understand the virus. We just don't know how it gets from point A to point B and who delivers it. And we feel really comfortable, but it's the emotional part of what we do. And I think that's what most leagues now are probably experiencing, is the emotion that is tied with the unknown and the threat of a positive test and what that could mean. And you really can't control how 200 and 250 people may think. And no matter what you hear and what we're told by government authorities and health officials, it's still a personal gut feeling and a gut reaction. And that, to me, has been the roller coaster ride that we've been on, and something I want to share at some point with anybody who is looking to do what we do and do it safely.
All right. Well, great start on the weekend. I was really impressed with the presentation on television and certainly the level of basketball for a lot of us exposed for the first time having a team here in Ottawa. And they'll play again tonight. Looking forward to listening to that game here on TSN 1200. Mike, appreciate the time this morning, and we'll look forward to checking in with you again down the road. And good luck with the rest of the tournament as well.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.